Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a couple minutes. It is Eagles Radiothon Day. The Eagles and Odyssey teaming up for our annual Eagles Radiothon, airing live on WIP all day today until 5 o'clock. You have a chance to bid on all kinds of amazing items. The multi-day auction presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation. 100% of the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. Eaglesradiothon.com to bid. Let me tell you about a few of the items. Of course, if you just want to bid right now, if you want to put a dollar in, $5, $10, whatever, you can text morning, like morning show, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, morning, to 53209. That's 53209. 100% of the donations go directly to the charity. So you could just donate that way. If you want to just donate and get something immediately, get involved. You could support immediately by purchasing the official 2024 Eagles Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Yes, designed by the Kelseys. That is, in and of itself, is awesome. $30. You donate it right now. Bang. You got it. You get the shirt. It's available for a limited time on EaglesRadiothon.com.
They produced it together. They like hatched this shirt together. Like a little member of their family, almost.
Is there a hotter couple in
no. Well, other than
in the world right
other
now?
Than his brother and Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, they're the two
biggest. Yeah, but they're not married.
That's a good point. You know? I like that. It's best married, hottest married couple
they
in America.
They have to be,
yeah,
right?
Might be right.
Yeah.
Might be right.
I mean, they're on fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are on fire. Yeah, that's it. It really is amazing. It is. They're like royalty. It is unbelievable. It really is. It is.
Except more popular.
It's awesome. It
they're like
happen.
Royalty, except
you're
more
right.
popular.
And it couldn't happen to better people.
Worldwide.
More normal family.
Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. Speaking of aforementioned Jason Kelsey, there is an awesome prize that you can bid on, an awesome item that you can bid on, the Philly Special Christmas Experience. You and up to five members, family members, can take a holiday photo with Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and yes, Eagles legend Jason Kelsey. The Philly Special Christmas album will be autographed by those guys. You get a tour of the NovaCare Complex, again, with up to five people. That is an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. $18,000 right now is where that bid is at. But there are some ones that we need. There are some real opportunities here. These should be way, way more expensive than they are right now. A meet and greet with Eagles legend Nick Foles, the night that he is celebrating his retirement. Monday night, the opener against the Falcons. You can hang out, you and three guests, a foursome can come hang out with Nick Foles during that experience. You get a photo opportunity, four tickets in the 100 level to the Falcons-Eagles Monday night game. And again, I said it yesterday, we've talked about Nick Foles. maybe the nicest, most genuine human being you will ever meet, sports or not. Like, so just the chance to spend the night with this guy, especially a night so meaningful to him, to get this night to, you know, like, to be able to spend that with Nick Foles. Like, what a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
He's just a legend. He's a legend on top of legend for all the right reasons. Like, not only an incredible athlete, but just the person that he is always wins everyone over. Man, just to meet him, just to shake his hand.
Yeah. By the way, I've told you this before.
Just to hear the stories.
No.
Imagine that.
My hand has never been completely consumed by another hand more than Nick Foles' hand. I went to shake him, and my hand.
It's like the opposite of the camera.
Yes, it is the opposite.
Exactly.
It's the exact. My hand disappeared in Nick Foles' hands. It was just gone. I had no more hand because his hand was so huge. So yeah, you get that experience. Pretty awesome. Here's another amazing one, and this one needs to go way up from here. This went for $25,000 last year. It is currently at $3,000. Spend the day with Eagles chief security officer Dom DeSandro. Talk about people who are having a moment who are, you know, hot right now, so to speak. Dom, here's the thing. You and one guest will shadow Dom and get a glimpse into the day in the life of the Eagles' senior advisor to the general manager, chief security officer, and director of game day coaching operations. It'll take place in the NovaCare complex. Plus, as we mentioned before, for this one, you have to sign an NDA. Literally, the Eagles' legal department has been involved, and you have to sign an NDA. So that means Dom's going to tell you stuff. The Eagles know that Dom will tell you stuff, and thus you have to sign the NDA. So, like,
the NDA is non-disclosure.
Yes, agreement. That means,
like,
that you cannot talk about
it. Say stuff. They know Dom is going to, like, without fail, reveal some things that he shouldn't, and you will hear them. And they don't want you to go talk about it.
Yeah.
So you will be armed with incredible secret behind-the-scenes information forever. From here to eternity.
It is insanely
from
cool.
From the man himself.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, actually.
Amazing.
It's really cool. All right, and then we have three new ones, and then right back to phones, three new ones today that were just added. You can design a pair of sneakers with A.J. Brown. You and three guests will design a pair of sneakers in the NovaCare complex. Autographed football, the sneakers for each guest, sent to the winner's home, all that stuff. I mean, that is, in and of itself, unbelievably cool. We talked
so
before
cool.
You get to choose the sneakers, you get to design them, all that. And you just get to hang out with A.J. Brown, get to know the guy, get to get inside that head. One of the most interesting people, I think, in this city. I'm fascinated to get to know AJ. Darius Slay, or Slay, I should say. You and 10 guests will receive tickets to a suite at a Phillies game to hang out with Slay. You know, parking passes, panel football autograph, food, and non-alcoholic drinks included. All the good stuff. You can spend a game with Slay. That is far too low bid-wise as well. And then we just announced a little bit ago, Dallas Goedert, courtside seats. To go to a Sixers game with Dallas Goedert, $5,800 a current bid. Again, I think the courtside seats alone cost more than that. So this is an insane, insane deal right now. Get in right now. EaglesRadiothon.com to bid on all these items. Coming up in a few, we'll tell you about the items that we have on our show today. Is we will have Saquon Barkley at 8:30. Really cool experience that you can bid on with Saquon. Really amazing experience to spend the day with Jalen Hurts. We'll talk to Jalen at 9. And then Howie Roseman, spend the day with the Eagles general manager. We'll get to those items coming up, as well as Howie will join us at 9:45. Let's go back to the phones, talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. Hey, Ed.
Morning. I'm omitting the good for obvious
for Taiwan
reasons.
Walker reasons, yes.
I blame Taiwan Walker. So
Taiwan ruined our morning.
As much as I hate to be, well, you know what? I'll be complimentary to the Diamondbacks, and I'll tell you why. Like, last year, they had a couple of things going for them. Kind of like we were in 22. They just played like their hair was on fire. They almost didn't know that they weren't supposed to be there. But I think the trump card there is they had a manager who ran circles around us strategically. And, you know, so I think we have sort of the unenviable combo of a team that's white knuckling it through the end of the season and a manager who just doesn't know which buttons to push.
So I think that's partially fair and partially unfair. I know that Rob had bad moments by trusting guys, but we also remember what was it, game four, was it, in Arizona, was like a masterclass of getting through all the pitchers to the end, or get five, whichever one it was, earlier in the series, that game against the Braves where you used like seven pitchers to get through. Like, I know what you mean, Ed, and I think in the end it came back to bite him, but I don't think it's fair to say that Rob is like a tactically bad manager. I don't think that's true.
I don't say bad, I mean, relatively to Torey Lovello, but that I think Torey Lovello is one of the best. But so, and as far as, you know, the trade deadline, I have to disagree with the last caller. I just think, like, the fact that so many teams were, you know, there was so much more parity in the league this year that...
Oh, I agree. But you know what, Ed? You're the best team in baseball. You have a chance to win a World Series. You're smack dab in the middle of a window with long-term contracts with guys who are going to age. Like, no, you freaking go for it, man. You freaking go for it. Like, I don't care what the situation is. You know who found a way to go for it? The teams that added more than the Phillies.
Yeah, and I have to warn you, James, that you're kind of fired up right now, so don't say Jazz Chisholm three times.
Oh,
fast
I know. I'll be very careful with it. It's a good point. Yes.
Got to be very, very careful.
Very, very careful. By the way, Jazz playing third base for the New York Yankees, like, no problem. Just goes over, moves to third base. No big deal. You know, I heard he wasn't a team guy. Just saying. Should have traded for Jazz. Yeah. All right, Ed, you got an answer for us who or what school?
I have to say Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
It's a really good answer. He is very cool, especially in Pulp Fiction, which Devin has still not seen.
I haven't.
Thank you, Ben. I actually think it might be the best performance of the 90s. I think Samuel L. Jackson, Pulp Fiction, is in the running. Anthony Hopkins and Silent Lambs up there. Like, those are the kind of the couple. I think Samuel L. Jackson as Jules Winfield is as good a performance as you will find.
Let's talk about the movie itself.
Well, I don't want to go too deep in terms of the
best movie of the 90s.
Without a doubt.
It might be the best movie of all time.
It's in the discussion. I mean, it's one of my five favorite movies ever, without a doubt. It's a question. Yeah.
It should be in everyone's top 5.
Is it a typical Tarantino movie?
It's his best movie.
It's definitely in everyone's top 10.
That's the point. Like, that's where it was Reservoir Dogs, then that were his first two movies, and that they're
kind
both
of launched
great.
The...
So what have you seen? You said you're a Tarantino fan, but you've never seen Pulp Fiction, so that's a weird statement to me.
I know.
So what Tarantino are you into?
Kill Bill,
you're missing
Django,
the boat.
I love Django.
That's my
phenomenal.
Favorite.
Okay, so I mean, Pulp
Fiction. Inglourious
is great,
to
too. Yeah, I think Inglourious Bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's an amazing movie, too. Mm-hmm. Au revoir, Shoshana! But I'm telling you, Pulp Fiction is his best movie.
I would say A Few Good Men is the best movie of the 90s.
So that's in my running for me. I love A Few Good Men. I don't think it's as good as Pulp Fiction.
A Few Good Men? No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Devin.
Wait.
Who's in that?
That gets quote on the show.
Some guy named Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that whole thing.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. How have you run on... I mean, Joe plays that all the time. Take caution in your tone.
It's not that I'm not... Like, I know these... Like, I know what that is, and I know quotes from A Few Good Men, mostly
Demi
because
Moore,
Joe plays it.
But you don't really know what it means.
No, like Pulp Fiction. Like, I see there's the John Travolta
memes
and all that. Like, but I have no idea what the plot is. I don't know what it's about. Maybe I'll watch it and find
out. Don't find it. Yeah, watch it. Don't find out otherwise. Watch the movie. I know.
It's incredible to me that I don't know.
I feel sad for you.
Honestly, I'm upset with your parents. I'm upset with your parents. I'm going to call it
this
the
Canes. This is a parental issue. I agree with that.
But now you're doing a bad job.
Tom, Robin, do a better job. You set Devin up without watching Pulp Fiction. And now she's on the radio not having seen Pulp Fiction.
She's now doing a poor job. Like, as long as you've been an adult, you've done a bad job.
You just said I was doing a poor job of being an adult.
Because you have neglected to watch
I probably would not have gone there, but, you know, do better at watching movies.
You're a failure as an adult.
I would say you're a failure at watching movies, but that's, you know, maybe not too far. All right, 215-592.
I went too far.
Maybe a little. I appreciate that. That's what, you know, it's good work.
Like Goldie Hawn and Overboard.
Hey, nicely done.
She hasn't seen that one either.
No, she's not even heard of it.
No, I have heard of it. All
right, good. All right.
I haven't seen it.
Can we talk about how insane a movie Overboard is? He just finds this woman and he's like, all right, you're going to be my wife now. I mean, it's a crazy.
She does all the chores.
Insane.
How does that happen?
Like, what an insane idea
it's
for
Goldie
a plot.
Goldie Hawn.
I know.
Too.
I know.
It's Goldie
with
Hawn.
With Kurt Russell, with the two of them, which is, you know, the whole thing. Yeah. Anyway, all right, 215. I mean,
what
they're still together.
They're perfectly compatible.
Yeah.
You just found her?
It's
come
amazing.
On.
Yeah.
No, what are the
odds? Not just that. It's that you find
that
her, but then you don't like take her to a hospital or anything. You're like, you're just gonna live with us and be our like
so great.
It's an insane movie. All right, the '80s were wild. 215-592-9494 coming up in 20 minutes from right now, right here. The newest, most exciting newest, however you want to phrase it, Eagle, our guy Saquon Barkley is going to join the show. He has a really, really awesome day that you can spend with him playing golf. We're going to get to that. Plus Jalen Hurts at 9 o'clock, Howie Rosen at 9:45, and your calls in between. Ben Davis, Devin Caney, John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Joe Wachter, all hanging out. We're coming right back.
If you're in need of new windows, the best choice you can make is to work with Window Nation. Just read any of their 33,000 five-star reviews and you'll understand why. Window Nation is all about value. And this August, they're giving you a great value during the Window Nation anniversary sale. Right now, buy two windows, get two free. And there's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months. Act now and you'll get an extra $250 credit, too. Window Nation values your satisfaction in their quality, service and affordability. That's why they stand behind their windows with a lifetime warranty. Window Nation was also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust Window Nation for high quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to and hurry. The sale ends August 31st, so schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. Phillies lost to the Astros 10-0 last night, almost getting no-hit by rookie pitcher Spencer Arrighetti. Taijuan Walker got the start for the Phillies. He did not record a strikeout through six innings and allowed six runs on 13 hits. Walker spoke about next steps after the game.
Bob says he's got to talk about it. They have to talk about what's going to happen next in terms of next start or whatever. How much do you want that opportunity, I guess, to stay in the rotation, knowing that the results might suggest otherwise, that, you know, maybe make a change?
I mean, absolutely, you know. I feel like I've never really struggled like this, so I'm a little tough right now, but I feel good in myself, feel confident in myself. Obviously would want to keep going and, you know, keep working through it. I know we're pushing for the playoffs soon and stuff, but, just keep going.
The Phillies now hold a five-game lead in the NL East and are a game back from the Dodgers in the National League. It's Eagles Radiothon here at WIP. This morning's guest, Saquon Barkley, coming up this segment at 8:30, Jalen Hurts at 9, and Howie Roseman at 9:45. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Weather today, partly cloudy with a high of 86. It's currently 75 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
I was literally just talking about this song to my wife last night. Yeah, Little Stevie, Higher Ground, can't beat it. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. Do you believe that Taijuan Walker has made his last start for the Phillies? AES, being able to check the results. Next hour, a lot to get to coming up. Saquon Barkley is going to join us in a little under 10 minutes. You have a chance to win a bid on a round of golf with Saquon Barkley. You and two guests can enjoy 18 holes of golf at the Union League Liberty Hill with number 26, Saquon Barkley, a football sign from all that. We're going to talk to Saquon in just a few minutes about that experience, about your opportunity to bid on it. All four Eagles Radiothon do 100% of the proceeds go to support the Eagles Autism Foundation. So Saquon, join us in just a few minutes to talk about that. Let's get to some phone calls, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Todd in Birdsboro. What up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Todd.
Awesome. Great show, number one. And Taijuan Walker, I was actually hoping for this start. I was hoping he would get shelled.
You just wanted it to be like no doubt?
Oh, my God, yes. And like, he came through. He did. He
did not disappoint.
He sure delivered. Yeah. He delivered the, what would that be called?
Trash? Bad?
Well, yeah. Trash is a good word.
We can
go
poop again?
It certainly was trash. But I was hoping the offense would show up, but he did exactly what I was hoping.
Wow.
And maybe the word will come down from Middleton to Dombrowski to, like, finally just cut bait.
Yeah. I just keep thinking the term is emesis. I keep thinking emesis. What he delivered was emesis, the action or process of vomiting. That's what
I was wondering
Taijuan
what emesis was and where we were going with that. I agree. It was almost like you were heaving the whole time. It's good.
John, it's funny you say that because I think everybody did that in their mouth just a little bit.
There was no doubt. It was the worst we've ever seen from him, and that's saying a lot.
I think if I just think about last night, I could probably pull it up right now.
Totally. Totally.
Todd, you got a answer for who or what's cool?
You know what? I'm hoping this wasn't said. He walks cool. He talks cool. He just looks cool. Snoop Dogg.
That's a great answer. It has not been said. Snoop Dogg is very cool. Ben, let me...
The coolest. You know that Snoop got naked in front of me.
Oh, what?
Snoop got...
Hey, well, now!
Not naked.
Might want to clip that one.
Snoop got...
grab that for drop of the week, please. Justin Morgenstern, go ahead.
Snoop got undressed in front of me.
Grab that
We're
one too.
Yeah, the locker room together.
And how was
stripped
it?
Down. He stripped down. I've never seen someone that skinny.
Really?
In person.
Like, like break
why,
in half.
Why?
Especially that NFL locker room.
Why was he in the locker room?
He was there
you?
Filming something for MTV. Okay. He was out on the practice field. Everyone was out there on the practice field watching him. And I was like, you know what? Everyone's going to bug him. I'm not going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And so I was just getting ready to go. And his representative came into the locker room to get me. Because he said, hey, Snoop really loves the fullback position, and he admires the way that you play.
How about that?
And he brought you something, and he wants to talk to you.
So maybe get Snoop on the show.
So
that'd be
he
cool.
He came yeah. in to, yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
He isn't really, I no love idea. How big of a sports fan he is. No, I mean, I know we all saw him at the Olympics, but
he was his son's coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he really involved himself with the game.
No,
and it means a lot to him.
He cares, yeah.
But he was changing for the next scene for his thing he was recording for MTV. And he, yeah, very, very skinny. Cool. I mean, looked like he weighed less than 100 pounds.
That is not many pounds. Ben, let me ask you a quick question before we go back to the phones. The lifelessness of the offense last night, the no hit through seven innings, like we all assume that part of that is them going out and knowing that Taiwan's starting the game for them and kind of going into the game with a defeatist attitude. Not that that's right. Do you believe that that's happening?
I believe it had part to do with it yesterday. I also think that Spencer Arrighetti was very good. His stuff yesterday played up, and he was very good. I don't like to give the opposing pitcher
too much credit,
but he was really good. I don't think the shadows helped, especially early on. And then I think they just got behind the eight ball too much.
And then it just kind of spiraled.
Yeah, it was. But I would say it definitely contributes.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Cherry Hill and talk to Chuck. Chucky.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Chuck?
Return the compliment to Ken from Cinnamon's great caller. I was thinking about him a lot yesterday. And
I was too, Chuck, knowing how upset he was.
I said to my wife, we were babysitting the grandkids yesterday. I said, oh, I feel so bad.
Dude.
I said, Ken predicted this. Dude,
Chuck, Alvarez hit his second homer, I was sitting there. I'm like, I'll bet you Chuck is not. Ken is not happy right now. yep.
Not at all. This is unbelievable. This series is so big. The Braves, this GM for the Braves is amazing. He's done it again. He's got three guys. I won't pronounce the names. Well, Laureano, Merrifield, and Solera, I guess. 820 OPS. And it's really just turned the Braves around, and their pitching is unbelievable. So this series, every game is two games. You know.
Yeah, no, you're right. This swing one way or the other, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's like a couple questions for Big Ben there.
Big
the
Ben.
Box score at one
Welcome
point,
to London.
18 hits to zero hits at one point. That, mm-hmm. If you collect odd box scores, there's one for you. 18 hits to zero hits going into the eighth. Ben, do you think, and this is kind of quirky, but I've gone back and looked at the days in between starts with Sale, and there's a 6 and a 7 and another 6. Do you think the Braves, that's calculated, for the Phillies not to get live reps against Sale prior to the playoffs? Do you think there's anything, any merit to that thought?
No, because, I mean, if I want to make a run at the Phillies, I'm pitching Chris Sale. I mean, he's going to win the National League Cy Young. I mean, he's having an unbelievable year.
And that's, Wheeler, I think him, Wheeler, I doubt Skeens has fallen off a bit, but yeah. I think him and Wheeler, I think it could be a real race between those two.
I would say so. Just Sale's numbers are just a bit better.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's having a great year.
And Lopez, too. They both have been great.
And here's Grissom hitting 148, so they called that right, too. Here's kind of a technical question. I watched the walk-off singles. You know, this goes back years, not just one game, but the other night with Harper. Why do the corner outfielders, Ben, rarely put themselves in position to throw the guy out from second? You have to play single there. You're not playing double or gap. You've got to play single and be in, I always
Chucky,
tell my corners,
Chucky,
be
Chuck,
in position.
Go Chuck, ahead. We'll get to that. We'll get to Ben's answer after that. We got to get to Saquon Barkley. Would you give us an answer for who or what is cool?
He's right. He looked to your right. John Ritchie.
Oh,
that's a great answer.
Look at that.
It's a great answer.
It's a great call. We'll get to Ben on the positioning of the outfielders after after Saquon, but it is our pleasure. Our first time on the WIP Morning Show that we have had the pleasure to speak with the newest Eagle that everyone in this city is ecstatic to have here, the one, the only Penn State alum, now an Eagle, Mr. Saquon Barkley. Good morning, Saquon.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, better Thanks now that we're talking us. To you, Saquon, in all honesty, man. Good morning. Thanks for coming on. Obviously, we'll get to the new city, the new team, the whole thing, but let's start off with the main reason you're on today, Eagles Radiothon, supporting a great cause, and people have a chance to do something really neat and get to know you. As a new Philadelphia Eagle, they can play a round of golf with you, Saquon. You want to talk about the opportunity that people have to bid on today?
Yeah, that's a great opportunity, I believe. And I mean, I'm not the greatest golfer, but I can go out there and hold my own. You get a chance to, you know, spend, you know, 4 to 5 hours on a golf course with me, and we go out there, have fun, get to know each other, and you know, I continue to learn the area. You know, I can see this is a really cool area for golf, and a lot of people is really in love with golf and have a passion for golf, just like I do. So I'm honored that the Eagles allowed me to do this, and I look forward to whoever I'm able to play golf with.
Yeah, and the bid is, current bid's at $11,100. That should go way up. This is an amazing opportunity. And again, like Saquon, you know, new to the area, I know you've got family and stuff, but maybe, you know, friendships blossom. Who knows? You know, you get an opportunity to hang with Saquon.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's awesome. It's a really, really neat thing. Again, EaglesRadiothon.com for people to bid.
Saquon, how does it feel to come home, and how much better are you going to play this year playing in front of family and friends?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to be back back in Pennsylvania. A lot of people are really excited, family members and friends. I'm super excited to be back. You know, all the fans that I've been able to meet so far have been super excited to have me a part of the team. And, you know, I feel like we could have a special year this year, and I want to be a big reason why. So that's why every single day I come to work, just ready to grind, try to get better, 1% better each day, and just super excited for the season, and super excited to, you know, obviously not week one. We'll be in a whole other country, but week two, play at the Link in front of all the fans.
So, what are your personal goals for the 2024 season, and how many touches should the lead back have in this offense?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, personal goals. I am a big believer in setting goals. I feel like, you know, anytime I talk to kids and stuff like that, I always make sure you know, I say that to them, because I feel like you have to set goals so you can drive yourself and try to go accomplish something. But for me, it's simple. Being year seven is just taking care of my body every single day, trying to get 1% better every single day, and do whatever it takes to bring a championship to the city. And for the touches to lead back, you know, I can't give a definite answer. Like, I don't have an exact number, but whatever it takes to win, that's how I feel. If it's 5 touches one game, if it's 40 touches the next game, I've
like
done
40.
That before.
Let me let you know.
That.
Yeah, say, well, my partner John Ritchie here wants you to have all the touches as far as he's concerned.
I would prefer that. No, I like the, you know, 20-ish. You know, let's get 20 per game combined on the ground through the air, and I can start there and feel pretty good about it. I don't know how you feel about that nice round number, Saquon.
I think it's great. I know that I put a lot of hard work in taking care of my body and in the weight room, so wherever the touches need to be, I'm more than ready.
So we have pass protection this year, which we did not have last season. What makes pass protection difficult, and what makes you good at it, Saquon?
Well, I wasn't always good at pass pro. I think it took, you know, me getting beat a couple times for me to realize that you want to be on the field at all times. You got to learn how to do this. To be honest, for me, it really comes to understanding scheme and knowing who you're blocking. When you know who you're blocking, then you're able to set up and put yourself in the right position to be successful. Understanding the leverage, understanding who you're blocking, what type of guy you're going against. If he's a guy who's going to juke around you, if he's a guy who's going to try to bull rush you, if he's a guy who's a dual build both, you got to be able to have something ready. Your tool belt. Same way if you're running the ball. If you're about to get open field, you have to have something ready to make a guy miss. It's the same thing with pass pro. And like I got, even got better at it for this year because we do a lot of it here. We did, so many one-on-one reps. Me going against Devin, Zach, Kobe, all those guys. And we have really good work against each other. So I think the work that you put in off season, the work that you put in camp and practice helps you and gets you ready for it. For the regular season. And, so it ain't going to be perfect, but the job is to just make sure that he don't get to the quarterback. So sometimes your fundamentals and techniques got to go out the window, too, and you just got to get the job done.
What is this offense going to look like? Everyone wants to know, is this pass first? Is this run first? Do you have, a general idea that you can give us what this is going to feel like when we finally see you take the field against down in Brazil?
Yeah, I know. I feel like it sounds like I'm giving a cliche answer or like I'm trying to hold some secrets back. I truly don't know, and that's the blessing of being in his offense. In camp, there's some days where it's like, hey, wherever the defense presents us, we're going to go take advantage of it. So we can run the ball whenever we want. And obviously, of course, with the addition of Jahan, but even before that, we have, one of the best wide receiving corps. So, and Dallas and Grant as our tight ends and a great offensive line and Jalen back there at quarterback. So we're going to be able to do, anything, it takes to win football games. And sometimes it might be 40 points. Sometimes it's got to be an ugly one. And that's the mindset that we have on this team, especially on the offside of the ball. And we're willing to do that.
We're talking to new Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. You can play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley. You and two guests can enjoy 18 holes at the Union League Liberty Hill with Saquon. Panel football included. Hang out, just chat, get to know Saquon. Saquon, you obviously you've spent your entire pro career so far in New York as a Giant. You haven't been here that long as an Eagle. But so far, what have been the biggest differences between being a Giant and now being an Eagle?
It's definitely been a fresh start for me. I would say that's probably been the biggest blessing. You get accustomed of doing one thing and, over and over again for the last 6 years. And now you get a fresh start. I love the way things are run here, from top to bottom. I think Coach did a really good job of focusing on his players and listening to his players. I feel like that the city just that practice we had the other day, I've spoken on it before, but we had an open practice and there was 50,000 fans. I don't truly know how many places are doing something like that, and you could just feel the passion, whether it's funny enough. I know we're talking about golf. If I'm at a golf course and I hit a golf shot, at least they'll wait till after I hit the golf shot. But after I hit the golf shot, you get a loud go birds.
Go birds, baby!
You get a loud go birds chant. So it just for me, it's just fun. The city is full of passion. The fan base is full of passion. And to have a fresh start is something that I definitely needed. Something that me and my family definitely needed. My family could see a difference in me.
Wow.
Even at home. So excited and thankful. From Howie and all the, everybody from top to bottom to give him this opportunity.
That's such a huge deal. Your family can notice a difference even
your
at
demeanor
home,
and happiness
in the
and
way
stuff.
You feel.
That's so cool.
That's wonderful, Saquon. Congratulations on that. That's really cool. You mentioned Jahan Dotson, college teammate of yours. Tell us about Jahan Dotson as a teammate. We need to get to know him a little bit.
Yeah, I missed him at Penn State, but we played each other in high school. I was a senior, and he was a freshman. I played him, I was at Whitehall, he was at Nazareth, and from his freshman year of high school, we always knew Jahan was going to be something special, and then obviously watching him at Penn State and seeing the things that he wanted to do, and I think it's kind of similar, man. Even just having conversations with him, sometimes people don't understand, when you get a fresh start and a new opportunity and you come to a place that feel like they believe in you, it just does something different for your mentality. It does something for the way you walk, the way you approach life, everything. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited for him. Being his teammate for the first time, but knowing him for a very long time, just really super excited for his opportunity. And
that's a big deal.
Making plays.
That's such a big deal, like going back even further than college. I mean, we're going back to high school, then even, that means something. Like in a locker room, we used to talk about that sort of thing all the time. The proximity does matter. So is Jahan Dotson your best friend on the team, Saquon, or who's your best friend on the team?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I really have one best friend. I'm definitely getting closer to a lot of guys, definitely getting closer to AJ and Devontae. I will say Jahan has a little more secrets on me. I was kind of talking a little crap in basketball, but he played me in basketball, so he knows how bad I actually am in basketball. So I kind of
can't
run with that lie anymore.
Oh, no.
But from the top to bottom, offense side and defense side, I that's something that I try to focus on and make sure that, you know, I get to personally know everybody and be able to build a relationship. Because these are guys you go to war with. These are guys that, whether it's this year on a Friday, but usually Thursdays and Sundays and Mondays, that we go out and we put it all in line and we all have one common goal. So it's important to try to build those relationships with every single body.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley with us. And thank you, Saquon, for taking the time. A couple more. Just one of the unique things I think you had this offseason that most people don't get to experience was, you know, watching your free agent experience play out on television, the whole Hard Knocks thing. How weird was that for you to kind of be on the, you know, the outside of that while this team that you're a part of and this whole situation is kind of being, you know, broadcast to the world in a way where that's not common for most players. That rarely happens. What was the whole Hard Knocks experience like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little different. I only watched one episode, actually, but, you know, social media basically shows everything. I think it was cool. I think they did a really good job. I think if you look at it from, take it outside from, like, you know, being a player, but actually as a fan of football, look at it from that way. I think it was cool, unique to see what really goes on in the office. But for me, it was like I said before, it didn't, you know, I think TV magic made it seem like you would have felt like I was so a part of that whole negotiation process and whole process of free agencies and stuff like that. And in reality, I probably only spoke once or twice in a
Wow.
And they just happened to get wow. one of those phone calls, one of those conversations.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow. Phone.
So for me, it was like I said, like, it's no, like, never, I'm not taking a shot at the Giants, but it was just like me and my agent, we were kind of like, all right, what's next? Because we wasn't really hearing anything back from the New York, and they had all the opportunity in the world before I even hit free agency to try to get something done. But we never had that feeling that they were going to, and that ended up being true. So everything that I kind of knew and assumed kind of just was shown, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But like I said, as a fan, I think it was really good. I think Hard Knocks did a really good job, and I look forward to watching. Hopefully, you know, I don't have anything to do with it anymore in the future, but
I look forward
to watching more Hard Knocks, whether it's in camp or offseason.
Well, as fans, we're happy you ended up here. I'll tell you that much.
Totally. Saquon, is there anything you want to put out there that you haven't been asked about or you haven't had a chance to talk about yet? You know, like, you've talked so many times today about a fresh start. Is there anything you just want to, hey, I want you to know this about me?
Yeah, I think I kind of said it in, you know, my first media press conference, and I stick to it. I just want the city and the fan base to know that you're going to get a guy that loves ball and that's going to go out there and give his all every single day. And that really means something to me. And like I said, the fresh start and be able to come here and feel the love, I just want to be able to reciprocate that to this city, to this fan base, and especially on Sundays when we go out there and make plays.
Well, Saquon, let me tell you, as I'm 42 years old, I've been an Eagles fan, obviously, my entire life. There are very few signings or trades or moments that I remember in my lifetime where this fan base was more excited than when it was announced that you were coming here. So we're pretty psyched about it, too, Saquon. And again, for anyone out there, EaglesRadioThon.com, you have a chance to play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley, you and two guests, 18 holes at the Union League Liberty Hill. Hang out with Saquon. You'll get an autographed football. You'll get to know him. You know, like, it is such a cool thing that you're doing this. And, Saquon, we're so happy you're here, man. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Awesome.
Thanks, Saquon.
Awesome, awesome stuff. What a guy, man.
Man.
I'm so excited he's here. It is, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. I know the running back thing, and if he doesn't have the same burst or this or that, but, like, man, like, how
that
cool is
awesome
it?
That was an awesome interview.
He's a class act.
And how cool is it just to have, like, an elite, talented running back here? Like, you know, that's...
Yeah.
It's fun. It makes football fun.
Guys.
What I take away from all of his answers, and John especially, I really liked your last question, his last answer. He cares so much, right?
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, well, I'm here because they paid me. And he wants to play well. He
it
wants to do well by
difference.
Philadelphia and our fans. And I love that.
It makes a huge difference, guys. Just look at what Christian McCaffrey did when he went back. And I know it's not really exactly going home for him, But Christian McCaffrey went back to San Francisco, the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, it's all lumped together. Stanford, the Bay Area, that team, the 49ers, it's all sort of in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
It meant something to him to be returning home, and I think you saw it in the way that he played. I think that the fact that he was as uninjured as we've ever seen, you got to account for that. He wanted to be out there. He wanted to be out there so badly, it actually like buoyed him physically all season long. I think that is real. I felt that. I mean, I tore my shoulder up the third game I played as an Eagle, and I knew I wasn't going to come out. I knew I was going to wait and get it fixed after the season, even when it did not, initially I thought it would heal. It didn't heal, and then we knew, just keep going. It matters. It matters so much to be out there for my family, for my friends. Same as with Saquon. That's going to make a difference for us.
Yeah, and look,
us.
He didn't deny the possibility that it could be a friendship. I was like, hey, you can make friends with him. And he's like, yeah. So if you want to get around to golf with Saquon Barkley, you could become his friend.
And that is an awesome golf course.
Yes, and it's an awesome golf course. That's another great point. Again, it's only at $11,100. How much would you pay to have the chance to be Saquon's friend?
I don't know how to golf, but I would still probably pay a lot.
That's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere, because Jalen Hurts will be on the show with us. We're going to tell you about a cool opportunity for you that you could bid on with Jalen Hurts. Let's go back to the phones, keep it rolling with our buddy Gary in Vineland. Yo, Gare.
Yo, you know what was cool about 80s movies? You could turn a Barbie into Kelly LeBrock and your brother into Taiwan Walker.
You ain't wrong. A nice little weird science reference there.
Yeah.
That's good work.
I just can't believe it. Did you guys catch what Barkham said at the end?
No, what did he say?
Oh, he was pretty much saying, goodbye, Taiwan. It was nice to know you.
Wow. Look, and I think we've reached that point. Would I be completely and totally shocked, can't believe it happened if Taiwan Walker made another start? No, I wouldn't be. But I think we've finally gotten to the point where I don't think they can sell it to us any other way to roll him back out there as a fan base. I just don't know how you pitch that to us.
Well, Michael Mercado goes out there and looks the way
he looked
yesterday.
And hits Alex Bregman in the head. And
yeah. You know, Michael Mercado.
By the
Mercado
way, thank goodness he was okay there, because that was scary. Yeah. Alex Bregman got hit right in the head. Thank God it was right on the helmet. Yeah, it was a cutter. It wasn't super fast, but still. Yeah.
You know, Mercado has thrown 13 innings and has given up 9 homers.
That's bad, I'm going to say. By the way, real quick, can we just talk about how tough guy Ben Davis is? That it was like, I'm like, he gets hit in that. He's like, yeah, it was just a cutter. Don't worry about it. Got hit in that by a major league pitcher. It's like, no, chill out. All right, big dog. Yeah, that was good. Good stuff.
Yeah, helmet on.
And maybe Ben could speak to this. Like, Taiwan, just his attitude is just like, what do you mean? I'm doing okay. What are you talking about?
I think, Ben, to you heard the audio. We played it. What do you make as a former player? You know, you've gone through slumps. You understand what it's like for other players to go through. You know what it's like when big money players aren't performing. Like what he had to say about his performance last night, does that rub you? And do you think that'll rub the players in the clubhouse as badly as it's rubbing us?
Yeah, I think it might have some residual effects on the clubhouse, and the fact that, you know, I think one thing about this city in particular, if you are accountable, the city will forgive.
100%.
For the most part. I mean, unless it's egregious acts of whatever.
Yeah, unless it's like, you know, criminal stuff, or you're a bad person or whatever.
I think
but
if,
like Alec Boehm,
do, yeah,
perfect if, example.
Exactly
own
right.
Up. Yeah, it, own, be, up, own up. Take responsibility
so I think,
and correct it.
I will say there might be some different attitudes as to the post-game conference, you know, the remarks that he had, because it did not go well yesterday. And he kind of played it off like it wasn't as bad as what we witnessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's so the problem. Again, it's like nowhere in that thing, like he acknowledged that he didn't pitch well, but that was about it. Like, at no point is he like, this isn't good enough. I'm not good enough. I can't pitch like that. I have to do a better job. And so he's talking about a splitter looking good. You know, it's just like, it was a crazy, crazy post-game interview from someone who just put that product out there. And again, 9 straight losses in Taiwan Walker's starts. It's not like he had one or two bad outings. They have lost 9 straight games. This guy has taken the hill. I mean, that's bad. Gary, you got an answer for us for who or what's cool?
How cool is it that our offensive line has put out a Christmas album now 3 years in a row?
That's a good answer. It is a neat thing. I think it is cool that they do it. I don't know if
definitely
that's a winning answer. But
the coolest offensive line.
Oh, my God.
In the NFL.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Like, just those three guys alone. And, yeah, again, you can win that. You can bid on that experience. The Philly Christmas special album. You can come in on a weekday with Jason Kelsey, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and take a photo, a holiday photo with those guys, an autographed copy of the Christmas album. Really, really cool experience. Tour of the NovaCare with up to 5 family members. And again, that is all because it is Eagles Radiothon Day 2. Today is the last day. 5 o'clock is when it all ends. You want to get on and get in now. EaglesRadiothon.com. Multiple ways you can get involved. We've talked about some of these big items. Again, we're going to talk to Jalen Hurts next. You have the opportunity to spend the day with Jalen Hurts. You're going to hear Jalen Hurts himself talk about that coming up next. But also, if you just want to get involved right now, if you just want to donate whatever you can, if it's $1, if it's $5, it's 50 cents, it's $10, it's whatever it is, text Morning, MORNING to 53209. Again, 53209. 100% of the donations go right to the charity. They're invested right into autism research and care programs, like 100% of it. So your money, you know exactly where it's going, and it's going to a great cause. Another way to get involved right now, if you want to just get involved and get a really cool thing for it, the Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Yes, Jason and Kylie Kelsey, $30, bang. You donate it to the EaglesRadiothon.com right now for a limited time. You get the t-shirt, the Eagles Radiothon t-shirt 2024 official, designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. So you can get that right now. Again, all of this, the Eagles and Odyssey teaming up for our annual Radiothon, again, presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation. 100% of the proceeds go to fund autism research, the Eagles Autism Foundation, a great charity, great cause. And again, 100% of what you donate goes straight there. All right, coming up next for Radiothon, to talk about your chance to spend the day with him and also the upcoming season and a whole lot more, we're going to talk to Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts coming up next. I was literally just talking about this song to my wife last night. Yeah, little Stevie, higher ground, can't beat it. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. Do you believe that Tom Walker has made his last start for the Phillies? AESB, now we'll check the results. Next hour, a lot to get to coming up. Saquon Barkley is going to join us in a little under 10 minutes. You have a chance to win a round of golf, bid on a round of golf with Saquon Barkley. You and two guests can enjoy 18 holes of golf at the Union League Liberty Hill with number 26, Saquon Barkley, a football sign from all that. We're going to talk to Saquon in just a few minutes about that experience, about your opportunity to bid on it. All four Eagles Radiothon, do 100% of the proceeds go to support the Eagles Autism Foundation. So Saquon, join us in just a few minutes to talk about that. Let's get to some phone calls, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Todd in Birdsboro. What up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Todd.
Awesome. Great show, number one. And Taiwan Walker, I was actually hoping for this start. I was hoping he would get shelled.
You just wanted it to be like No Doubt?
Oh, my God, yes. And like, he came through. He did. He
did not disappoint.
He sure delivered.
Yeah.
He delivered the, what would that be called?
Trash? Bad?
Well, yeah. Trash is a good word.
We can go poop again?
It certainly was trash. But I was hoping the offense would show up, but he did exactly what I was hoping.
Wow.
And maybe the word will come down from Middleton to Dombrowski to, like, finally just cut bait.
Yeah. I just keep thinking the term is emesis. I keep thinking emesis. What he delivered was emesis, the action or process of vomiting. That's what
I was wondering
Taiwan
what emesis was and where we were going with that. I agree. It was almost like you were heaving the whole time.
Yeah,
it's good.
John, it's funny you say that because I think everybody did that in their mouth just a little bit. Watching
yep. No, there was no doubt. It was the worst we've ever seen from him, and that's saying a lot.
I think if I just think about last night, I could probably pull it up right now.
Totally.
Totally.
Todd, you got an answer for Hero at School?
You know what? I'm hoping this wasn't said. He walks cool. He talks cool. He just looks cool. Snoop Dogg.
That's a great answer. It has not been said. Snoop Dogg is very cool. Ben, let
me... The coolest. You know that Snoop got naked in front of me.
Oh, what?
Snoop got...
Hey, well, now!
Might want to clip that one.
Snoop got...
Grab that for drop of the week, please. Justin Morgenstern, go ahead.
Snoop got undressed in front of me.
Grab that
We're
one, too.
Yep, the locker room together.
And how was it?
He stripped down. I'd never seen someone that skinny.
Really?
In person.
like break in half.
Why? Especially that NFL locker room.
Why was he in the locker room?
He was there
you?
Filming something for MTV. Okay. He was out on the practice field. Everyone was out there on the practice field watching him. And I was like, you know what? Everyone's going to bug him. I'm not going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And so I was just getting ready to go. And his representative came into the locker room to get me because he said, hey, Snoop really loves the fullback position and he admires the way that you play.
How about that?
And he brought you something and he wants to talk to you.
So maybe get Snoop on the show.
So
that'd be
he
cool.
He came in to, well, that was a long time ago.
He isn't really, I no love how big of a sports fan he is. No, I mean, I know we all saw him at the Olympics, but
he was his son's coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he really involved himself with the game.
No,
and it means a lot to him.
He cares, yeah.
But he was changing for the next scene for his thing he was recording for MTV. And he, very, very skinny. Cool. I mean, looked like he weighed less than 100 pounds.
That is not many pounds. Ben, let me ask you a quick question before we go back to the phones. The lifelessness of the offense last night, the no hit through seven innings, like we all assume that part of that is them going out and knowing that Taiwan's starting the game for them and kind of going into the game with a defeatist attitude. Not that that's right. Do you believe that that's happening?
I believe it had part to do with it yesterday. I also think that Spencer Arrighetti was very good. His stuff yesterday played up, and he was very good. I don't like to give the opposing pitcher
too much
credit, but he was really good. I don't think the shadows helped, especially early on. And then I think they just got behind the eight ball too much.
And then it just kind of spirals.
Yeah, it was. But I would say it definitely contributes.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Cherry Hill and talk to Chuck. Chuck A.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Chuck?
Return the compliment to Ken from Cinemancy. Great caller. I was thinking about him a lot yesterday. And
I was too, Chuck, knowing how upset he was.
I said to my wife, we were babysitting the grandkids yesterday. I said, oh, I feel so bad.
Dude.
I said, Ken predicted this.
Chuck, when Alvarez happened, hit his second homer, I was sitting there. I'm like, I'll bet you Ken is not happy right now. yep.
Not at all. This is unbelievable. This series is so big. The Braves, this GM for the Braves is amazing. He's done it again. He's got three guys. I won't pronounce the names. Laureano, Merrifield, and Solera, I guess. 820 OPS. And it's really just turned the Braves around, and their pitching is unbelievable. So this series, every game is two games. You know.
Yeah, no, you're right. This swing one way or the other. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's like a couple questions for Big Ben there.
Big Ben.
The box score at one
Welcome
point,
to London.
18 hits to zero hits at one point. That if you collect odd box scores, there's one for you. 18 hits to zero hits going into the eighth. Ben, do you think, and this is kind of quirky, but I've gone back and looked at the days in between starts with Sale, and there's a 6 and a 7 and another 6. Do you think the Braves, that's calculated for the Phillies not to get live reps against Sale prior to the playoffs? Do you think there's any merit to that thought?
No, because, if I want to make a run at the Phillies, I'm pitching Chris Sale. I mean, he's going to win the National League Cy Young. I mean, he's having an unbelievable year.
I think him, Wheeler, I doubt Skeens has fallen off a bit, but I think him and Wheeler, I think it could be a real race between those two.
I would say so. Just Sale's numbers are just a bit better.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's having a great year.
And Lopez, too. They both have been great.
And here's Grissom hitting 148, so they called that right, too. Here's a kind of a technical question. I watched the walk-off singles. You know, this goes back years, not just one game, but the other night with Harper. Why do the corner outfielders, Ben, rarely put themselves in position to throw the guy out from second? You have to play single there. You're not playing double or gap. You've got to play single and be in, I always
Chucky,
tell my quarters,
Chucky,
be
Chuck,
in position.
Go Chuck, ahead. We'll get to that. We'll get to Ben's answer after that. We got to get to Saquon Barkley. Would you give us an answer for who or what is cool?
He's right. He looked to your right. John Ritchie.
Oh,
that's a great answer.
Look at that.
It's a great answer.
Chuck, great call. We'll get to Ben on the positioning of the outfielders after Saquon, but it is our pleasure. Our first time on the WIP Morning Show that we have had the pleasure to speak with the newest Eagle that everyone in this city is ecstatic to have here, the one, the only Penn State alum, now an Eagle, Mr. Saquon Barkley. Good morning, Saquon.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, better Thanks now that we're talking us. To you, Saquon, in all honesty, man. Good morning. Thanks for coming on. Obviously, we'll get to the new city, the new team, the whole thing, but let's start off with the main reason you're on today, Eagles Radiothon, supporting a great cause, and people have a chance to do something really neat and get to know you. As a new Philadelphia Eagle, they can play a round of golf with you, Saquon. You want to talk about the opportunity that people have to bid on today?
Yeah, that's a great opportunity, I believe. And, I mean, I'm not the greatest golfer, but I can go out there and hold my own. You get a chance to, you know, spend, you know, 4 to 5 hours on a golf course with me, and we go out there, have fun, get to know each other. And, you know, as I continue to learn the area, you know, I can see this is a really cool area for golf, and a lot of people is really in love with golfing and have a passion for golf just like I do. So I'm honored that the Eagles allowed me to do this, and I look forward to whoever I'm able to play golf with.
Yeah, and the bid is current bid's at $11,100. That should go way up. This is an amazing opportunity. And again, like Saquon, you know, new to the area. I know you've got family and stuff, but maybe, you know, friendships blossom. Who knows? You know, you get an opportunity to hang with Saquon.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's awesome. It's a really, really neat thing. Again, EaglesRadiothon.com for people to bid.
Saquon, how does it feel to come home, and how much better are you going to play this year playing in front of family and friends?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to be back back in Pennsylvania. A lot of people are really excited, family members and friends. I'm super excited to be back. You know, all the fans that I've been able to meet so far have been super excited to have me a part of the team. And, you know, I feel like we have a special year this year, and I want to be a big reason why. So that's why every single day I come to work, just ready to grind, trying to get better, 1% better each day, and just super excited for the season, and super excited to, you know, obviously not week one. We'll be in a whole nother country, but week two,
yeah, right.
Play at the link in front of all the fans.
So, what are your personal goals for the 2024 season, and how many touches should the lead back have in this offense?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, personal goals. I am a big believer in setting goals. I feel like, you know, anytime I talk to kids and stuff like that, I always make sure you know, I say that to them, because I feel like you have to set goals so you can drive yourself and try to go accomplish something. But for me, it's simple. Being year seven is just taking care of my body every single day, trying to get 1% better every single day, and do whatever it takes to bring a championship to the city. And for the touches to lead back, you know, I can't give a definite answer. Like, I don't have an exact number, but whatever it takes to win, that's how I feel. If it's 5 touches one game, if it's 40 touches the next game, I've
done 40.
That before.
Let me let you know.
That.
Yeah, say, well, my partner John Ritchie here wants you to have all the touches as far as he's concerned.
I would prefer that. No, I like the, you know, 20-ish. You know, let's get 20 per game combined on the ground through the air, and I can start there and feel pretty good about it. I don't know how you feel about that nice round number, Saquon.
I think it's great. I know that I put a lot of hard work in take care of my body and in the weight room, so wherever the touches need to be, I'm more than ready.
So we have pass protection this year, which we did not have last season. What makes pass protection difficult, and what makes you good at it, Saquon?
Well, I wasn't always good at pass pro. I think it took
you know, me getting beat a couple times for me to realize that you want to be on the field at all times. You got to learn how to do this. To be honest, for me, it really comes to understanding scheme and knowing who you're blocking. When you know who you're blocking, then you're able to set up and put yourself in the right position to be successful. Understanding the leverage, understanding who you're blocking, what type of guy you're going against. If he's a guy who's going to juke around you, if he's a guy who's going to try to bull rush you, if he's a guy who can do a little bit of both, you got to be able to have something ready, your tool belt. Same way if you're running the ball. If you're about to get open field, you have to have something ready to make a guy miss. It's the same thing with pass pro. And I even got better at it for this year because we do a lot of it here. We did so many one-on-one reps. Of me going against Devin, Zach, Kobe, all those nice guys. And we had really good work against each other. So I think the work that you put in off season, the work that you put in camp and practice helps you and gets you ready for the regular season. And, you know, it's always ain't going to be perfect, but the job is to just make sure that you don't get to the quarterback. So sometimes your fundamentals and techniques got to go out the window too, and you just got to get the job done.
What is this offense going to look like? Everyone wants to know, is this pass first? Is this run first? Do you have, like, a general idea that you can give us what this is going to feel like when we finally see you take the field against down in Brazil?
Yeah, I know. I feel like it sounds like I'm giving a cliche answer or, like, I'm trying to hold some secrets back. I truly don't know, and that's the blessing of being in his offense. You know, in camp, there's some days where it's like, hey, you know, wherever the defense presents us, like, we're going to go take advantage of it so we can run the ball whenever we want. And obviously, of course, with the addition of Jahan, but even before that, we have, you know, one of the best wide receiving corps. So, and Dallas and Grant as our tight ends and a great offensive line and Jalen back there at quarterback. So we're going to be able to do, you know, anything, you know, it takes to win football games. And sometimes it might be 40 points. Sometimes it's got to be an ugly win. And that's the mindset that we have on this team. Especially on the opposite side of the ball, and we're willing to do that.
We're talking to New Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. You can play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley. You and two guests can enjoy 18 holes at the Union League Liberty Hill with Saquon. Panel football included. Hang out, just chat, get to know Saquon. Saquon, you obviously you've spent your entire pro career so far in New York as a Giant. You haven't been here that long as an Eagle, but so far, what have been the biggest differences between being a Giant and now being an Eagle?
It's definitely been a fresh start for me. I would say that's probably been the biggest blessing. You get accustomed of doing one thing and, you know, over and over again for the last 6 years. And now you get a fresh start. I love the way things are run here, you know, from top to bottom. You know, I think Coach did a really good job of focusing on his players and listening to his players. I feel like that the city just that practice we had the other day, I spoke on it before, but we had like an open practice and there was like 50,000 fans. Like, I don't really know how many places are doing something like that. And you could just feel the passion, whether it's funny enough, I know we're talking about golf. If I'm at a golf course and, you know, I hit a golf shot, at least, you know, they'll wait till after I hit the golf shot. But after I hit the golf shot, you get a loud go birds.
Go birds, baby!
You get a loud go birds chant. So it just for me, it's just fun. The city is full of passion. The fan base is full of passion. And to have a fresh start is something that I definitely needed, something that me and my family definitely needed. You know, my family could see a difference in me.
Wow.
You know, even at home. So
I'm so
excited and thankful from Howie and all the, you know, everybody from top to bottom to give him this opportunity.
That's such a huge deal. Your family can notice a difference even
your, like,
at home.
Demeanor and like, happiness
in the
and
way
stuff.
You feel.
So cool.
That's wonderful, Saquon. That's congratulations on that. That's really cool. You mentioned Jahan Dotson, you know, college teammate of yours. What tell us about Jahan Dotson as a teammate. We need to get to know him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I missed him at Penn State, but we played each other in high school. I was a senior, and he was a freshman. I played him. I was at Whitehall. He was at Nazareth, and from his freshman year of high school, we always knew Jahan was going to be something special. And then, obviously, watching him at Penn State and seeing the things that he wanted to do, and I think it's kind of similar, man. Even just having conversations with him. sometimes people don't understand, like, when you get a fresh start and a new opportunity and you come to a place that feel like they believe in you,
yeah,
it just does something different for your mentality. It does something the way you walk, the way you approach life,
wow,
everything. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited for him. So, yeah, being his teammate for the first time, but knowing him for a very long time, just really super excited for his opportunity. And
that's a big deal.
Making plays.
That's such a big deal. Like going back even further than college. I mean, we're going back to high school. Then even, you know, that means something. Like in a locker room, we used to talk about that sort of thing all the time. The proximity does matter. So is Jahan Dotson your best friend on the team, Saquon, or who's your best friend on the team?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I really have one best friend. I'm definitely getting closer to a lot of guys. Definitely getting closer to AJ and Devontae. I will say Jahan has a little more secrets on me. I was kind of talking a little crap in basketball, but he played me in basketball, so he knows how bad I actually am in basketball. So I kind of
can't
run with that lie anymore.
Oh no!
But from the top to bottom, offense side and defensive side, I that's something that I try to focus on and make sure that, you know, I get to personally know everybody and be able to build a relationship. Because these are guys you go to war with. These are guys that, whether it's this year on a Friday, but usually Thursdays and Sundays or Mondays, that we go out and we put it all in line and we all have one common goal. So it's important to try to build those relationships with every single body.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley with us. And thank you, Saquon, for taking the time. A couple more. Just one of the unique things I think you had this offseason that most people don't get to experience was, you know, watching your free agent experience play out on television, the whole Hard Knocks thing. How weird was that for you to kind of be on the, you know, the outside of that while this team that you're a part of and this whole situation is kind of being, you know, broadcast to the world in a way where that's not common for most players. That rarely happens. What was the whole Hard Knocks experience like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little different. I only watched one episode, actually, but, you know, social media, yeah, basically shows everything. I think it was cool. I think they did a really good job. I think if you look at it from, take it outside from, like, you know, being a player, but actually as a fan of football, look at it from that way. I think it was cool, unique to see what really goes on in the office. But for me, it was like I said before, it didn't, you know, I think TV magic made it seem like you would have felt like I was so a part of that whole negotiation process and whole process of free agencies and stuff like that. And in reality, I probably only spoke once or twice in a
wow.
And I just happened to get wow. one of those phone calls, one of those conversations.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow.
So for me, it was like I said, like, it's no, like, never, I'm not taking a shot at the Giants, but it was just like me and my agent, we were kind of like, all right, what's next? Because we wasn't really hearing anything back from the New York, and they had all the opportunity in the world before I even hit free agency to try to get something done. But we never had that feeling that they were going to, and that ended up being true. So everything that I kind of knew and assumed kind of just was shown, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But like I said, as a fan, I think it was really good. I think Hard Knocks did a really good job, and I look forward to watching. Hopefully, you know, I don't have anything to do with it anymore in the future, but
I look
forward to watching more Hard Knocks, whether it's in camp or offseason.
Well, as fans, we're happy you ended up here. I'll tell you that much.
Totally. Saquon, is there anything you want to put out there that you haven't been asked about or you haven't had a chance to talk about yet? You know, like, you've talked so many times today about a fresh start. Is there anything you just want to, hey, I want you to know this about me?
Yeah, I think I kind of said it in, you know, my first media press conference, and I stick to it. I just want the city and the fan base to know that you're going to get a guy that loves ball and that's going to go out there and give his all every single day. And that really means something to me. And like I said, the fresh start and be able to come here and feel the love, I just want to be able to reciprocate that to this city, to this fan base, and especially on Sundays when we go out there and make plays.
Well, Saquon, let me tell you, as I'm 42 years old, I've been an Eagles fan, obviously, my entire life. There are very few signings or trades or moments that I remember in my lifetime where this fan base was more excited than when it was announced that you were coming here. So we're pretty psyched about it too, Saquon. And again, for anyone out there, EaglesRadiothon.com, you have a chance to play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley, you and two guests, 18 holes at the Union League Liberty Hill. Hang out with Saquon. You'll get an autographed football. You'll get to know him. You know, like it is such a cool thing that you're doing this. And Saquon, we're so happy you're here, man. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Thanks, Saquon.
Awesome, awesome stuff. What a guy, man. I'm so excited he's here. It is, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. I know the running back thing, and if he doesn't have the same burst or this or that, but like, man, like how
that
cool
was an
is
awesome
it?
Interview.
He's a class act.
And how cool is it just to have like a elite, talented running back here? Like, you know, that's...
Yeah.
It's fun. Who, it makes football fun.
Guys. What I take away from all of his answers, and John especially, I really liked your last question, his last answer. He cares so much, right?
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, well, I'm here because they paid me. And I, like, it's he wants to play well. He
it
wants to do well by
difference.
Philadelphia and our fans. And I love that.
It makes a huge difference, guys. Just look at what Christian McCaffrey did when he went back. I know it's not really exactly going home for him. But Christian McCaffrey went back to San Francisco, the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, it's all lumped together. Stanford, the Bay Area, that team, the 49ers, it's all sort of in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
It meant something to him to be returning home. And I think you saw it in the way that he played. I think that the fact that he was as uninjured as we've ever seen, You got to account for that. He wanted to be out there. He wanted to be out there so badly, it actually like buoyed him physically all season long. I think that is real. Well, I felt that. I mean, I tore my shoulder up the third game I played as an Eagle, and I knew I wasn't going to come out. I knew I was going to wait and get it fixed after the season, even when it did not, you know, like, I initially thought it would heal. It didn't heal. And then we knew, like, just keep going. It matters. It matters so much to be out there for my family, for my friends. Same as with Saquon. That's going to make a difference for us.
Yeah, and look, he didn't deny the possibility that it could be a friendship. I was like, hey, you can make friends with him. And he's like, yeah. So if you want to get around to golf with Saquon Barkley, you could become his friend.
And that is an awesome golf course.
Yes, and it's an awesome golf course. That's another great point. Again, it's only at $11,100. How much would you pay to have the chance to be Saquon's friend?
I don't even know how to golf, but I would still probably pay a lot.
That's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere, because Jalen Hurts will be on the show with us. We're going to tell you about a cool opportunity for you that you could bid on with Jalen Hurts. Let's go back to the phones. Keep it rolling with our buddy Gary in Vineland. Yo, Gare.
Yo, you know what was cool about 80s movies? You could turn a Barbie into Kelly LeBrock and your brother into Taiwan Walker.
You ain't wrong. A nice little weird science reference there.
Yeah.
That's good work.
I just can't believe it. Did you guys catch what Barkham said at the end?
No, what did he say?
Oh, he was pretty much saying, goodbye, Taiwan. It was nice to know you.
Wow. Look, and
I
think we've reached that point. Would I be completely and totally shocked, like, can't believe it happened if Taiwan Walker made another start? No, I wouldn't be. But I think we've finally gotten to the point where I don't think they can sell it to us any other way to roll him back out there as a fan base. I just don't know how you pitch that to us.
Well, Michael Mercado goes out there and looks the way
and hits
he
Alex Bregman
yesterday.
In the head. And
You know, Michael
by
Mercado
the way, thank
was,
goodness he was okay there, because that was scary. Yeah. Alex Bregman got hit right in the head. Thank God it was right
cutter.
On the helmet. Yeah, it was a cutter. It wasn't super fast, but still. Yeah.
You know, Mercado has thrown 13 innings and has given up 9 homers.
That's bad, I'm going to say. By the way, real quick, can we just talk about how tough guy Ben Davis is? That it was like, I'm like, he gets hit in that. He's like, yeah, it was just a cutter. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah, he got hit in that by Major
yeah,
League.
He was fine. Anyway,
a Major League pitcher. He's like, no, chill out. All right, big dog. Yeah, that was good. Good stuff.
Get a helmet on.
And maybe Ben could speak to this. Like, Taiwan, just his attitude is just like, what do you mean? I'm doing okay. What are you talking about?
I think, Ben, you heard the audio. We played it. What do you make as a former player? You know, you've gone through slumps. You understand what it's like for other players to go through. You know what it's like when big money players aren't performing. Like the Taiwan, what he had to say about his performance last night, does that rub you? And do you think that'll rub the players in the clubhouse as badly as it's rubbing us?
Yeah, I think it might have some residual effects on the clubhouse and the fact that, you know, I think one thing about this city in particular, if you are accountable, the city will forgive
100%.
For the most part. I mean, unless it's egregious acts of whatever.
Yeah, unless it's like, you know, criminal stuff, yeah. Or you're a bad person or yeah, whatever. I think but like Alec Boehm,
yeah,
perfect example.
Exactly,
own
right.
Up. Yeah, it, own, be, up, own up, take responsibility, yeah. So I think, and correct it.
I will say there might be some different attitudes as to the post-game conference, you know, that the remarks that he had. Because it did not go well yesterday, and he kind of played it off like it wasn't as bad as what we witnessed.
Yeah,
yeah. You know? Well, that's so the problem. Again, it's like nowhere in that thing. Like he acknowledged that he didn't pitch well, but that was about it. Like at no point is he like, this isn't good enough. I'm not good enough. I can't pitch like that. I have to do a better job. And so he's talking about his splitter looking good. You know, it's just like. It was a crazy, crazy post-game interview from someone who just put that product out there. And again, 9 straight losses in Taiwan Walker's starts. It's not like he had 1 or 2 bad outings. They have lost 9 straight games. This guy has taken the hill. I mean, that's bad. Gary, you got an answer for us for who or what's cool?
How cool is it that our offensive line has put out a Christmas album now 3 years in a row?
That's a good answer. It is a neat thing. I think it is cool that they do it. I don't know if
definitely
that's a winning answer. But
the coolest offensive line.
Oh, my God.
In the NFL.
Are you kidding me? Yes. I like just those three guys alone. And yeah. Again, you can win that. You can bid on that experience. The Philly Christmas special album. You can come in. On a weekday with Jason Kelsey, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and take a photo, a holiday photo with those guys, an autographed copy of the Christmas album. Really, really cool experience. Tour the NovaCare with up to 5 family members. And again, that is all because it is Eagles Radiothon Day 2. Today is the last day. 5 o'clock is when it all ends. You want to get on and get in now. EaglesRadiothon.com. Multiple ways you can get involved. We've talked about some of these big items. Again, we're going to talk to Jalen Hurts next. You have the opportunity to spend the day with Jalen Hurts. You're going to hear Jalen Hurts himself talk about that coming up next. But also, if you just want to get involved right now, if you just want to donate whatever you can, if it's $1, if it's $5, it's 50 cents, it's $10, it's whatever it is, text morning, MORNING to 53209. Again, 53209. 100% of the donations go right to the charity. They're invested right into autism research and care programs, like 100% of it. So your money, you know exactly where it's going, and it's going to a great cause. Another way to get involved right now, if you want to just get involved and get a really cool thing for it, the Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Yes, Jason and Kylie Kelsey, $30. Bang! You donate it to the EaglesRadiothon.com right now for a limited time. You get the t-shirt, the Eagles Radiothon t-shirt 2024 official, designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. So you can get that right now. Again, all of this, the Eagles and Odyssey teaming up for our annual Radiothon, presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation. 100% of the proceeds go to fund autism research, the Eagles Autism Foundation, a great charity, great cause. And again, 100% of what you donate goes straight there. All right, coming up next for Radiothon to talk about your chance to spend the day with him and also the upcoming season and a whole lot more. We're going to talk to Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.